The Employment Development Department says this will be a thing of the past for people trying to call from their own phones because automated features will be added to the department phone system. EDD plans to hire, rehire, or retain more than 700 people and upgrade its internal computer system. But EDD says it can't promise to eliminate all of the problems.
Thank you for calling the Employment Development Department Unemployment Insurance Office. We are currently receiving more calls than we can answer.
In Sacramento, the Job Training Center on Broadway has become the last resort for hundreds of people who have tried to call from private phones. The building has a direct line to an EDD call center. Callers using the direct line get no busy signal. Sherry Valentino of Sacramento says it took 2 hours to make contact with a human.
The system is stupid. When you can honestly say somebody's worse than DMV, come on. DMV, you can get an appointment.
She says it was a frustrating process, but it did have one benefit. At home, she'd be frustrated alone. Here, 20 other people line up at 8 a.m. every workday for a chance to use one of six phones.
I was told by a lovely person that was next to me that you wait to hear him say, welcome, not thank you. The difference being welcome gets you through and maybe you can get to an operator. But when you go through all the your Social Security, your PIN number, whatever, then it says, we have too many calls, we're unable to help you at this time. And you start all over again.
Valentino says once she got through, she was very pleased with how quickly her claim was handled. Lori Levy with EDD says the department receives nearly 4 million calls a week. As many as 90% get a busy signal.
There are other options to using the phone. We know the phones are frustrating. We're not happy with it either, but we're trying to do it whatever we can, as best we can with the limited staff we have.
Is to visit our website.
Levy says the EDD website is almost always the best bet. She says the phone system will be updated soon to record callback information and to make automated calls that remind people of their appointments. Vanessa Lofton of Riverside says right now a callback is nearly impossible to arrange.
Calling from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. nonstop over a period of 3 months.
She was forced to go on disability in 2012 with pregnancy complications and was laid off. She says her family of four lived on food stamps and her $700 monthly disability check. When she was able to work, the disability checks ended, but she couldn't find a job, so she mailed an unemployment claim.
Calling and emailing and waiting, and it was a very stressful and lengthy process.
If you have questions about your claim, you may submit them online by clicking the
contact. Me and my family didn't know how we were going to get through it.
By chance, she found the address of a call center in Riverside.
I went over there and I knocked on the door and a lady came out and she said, we're just the call center, you have to call. And I told them, you know, I haven't been paid in 2 months. You know, why can't someone help me? And she just shut the door behind her.
Lofton found part-time work last month. She has received some unemployment benefits, but says she still owed $656.
Please allow 10 days for processing claims via online or phone.
The U.S. Department of Labor allocated $328 million this year for EDD operations, but EDD says that's $150 million short of what it should have received using the federal funding formula. EDD's Levy says the annual shortfall has caused the department to leave 1,100 positions vacant since 2009. EDD cut its call center hours in half last May.
Answering phones is only one element of our staff's job. They also must process applications for benefits, respond to emails, assist with processing biweekly certifications for benefits.
Levy says 20% of claims take up the majority of staff time and effort. She says most of those claims were filled out improperly or are being challenged by the person's former employer. But people like Tara Bark say neither description applies to them. She heard nothing about her unemployment claim, so she went to the Job Training Center in Sacramento to find out what happened to her claim. She wasn't even given the chance to wait in line for a phone.
They have no access to any information, and just, she didn't give me any information. She just said, here, she just handed me a piece of paper. It has the website on it. She said I could leave them a message. So, I mean, really, I got the runaround pretty much is what I got.
With a new state commitment of $43 million, EDD says it hopes to provide better results soon. Specialists could be hired within 2 weeks to resolve internal computer problems. Other new hires could start working on claims as early as March 1st. The phone system,
thank you. Goodbye.
Might not be updated until April. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.